Evening all. What the cross mean to me? A lot. Before I start, if you've got your Bibles handy, Job 33 verse 4. What the cross mean to me? Our Father was a great creator. He's a sustainer of life. He's a giver of life. I'm really grateful for that. 60 years ago, I was born 3 months premature. I ended up in an incubator. And the doctors turned around and told my parents, he's not going to live. We haven't got any hope for him. So they got a priest in. They christened me and they gave me the last rites. I didn't know anything about this until months after my baptism here, back in 2013. And when I was told that, I cried my eyes out. Thinking, Lord, thank you for saving me. A few years later, we were living in temporary accommodation in the winter of 1963. Now on the ground, freezing, and at the bottom of the garden was a river. And I was out playing in the snow, my brother was out, looked, just sorting the firewood out, and he went into the house with the firewood. And my mum said, where's your brother? So he was running out, and he saw my footsteps going all the way down to the river, and he couldn't see me. But he got to the riverbank, and he saw my hand slipping down the bank. And he managed to get me out, drag me out. But when I heard all that, I thought to myself, Father, you are an awesome God. You are the creator of life, not just for me, but a lot of people in this world. You raised your son from the dead. I thank you, Lord. And I looked to the cross, and every time I looked to the cross, it reminds me of your son's great sacrifice and the way you brought me back, and I'm here now serving you in my small ways, but boy oh boy, what a great God we have, and I'm really honoured to serve him. As Billy Graham quoted, the will of God will not take us where the grace of God cannot sustain us. That is so true. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.